The Mariners looking for their fifth straight win, taking on the Astros, and some fun before the game in Houston. Carlos Beltran hasn't appeared on the field since May 16th, so his teammates bury his glove in the outfield. How about that? Pick up the action in the fourth, Carlos Correa at the dish.
The 1-1, and gets it by him. Correa spins around, looked like he hurt his hand on that swing.
He's going to come out of this game.
Yep, Correa's coming out. What a blow. Hopefully it's something minor.
Yeah, has the batting glove off that left hand.
Boy, that's a terrible blow for the Astros. Here's the 1-2. Fastball, and that's ripped. That's a tie ball game. That's a no-doubter. Off the facade in left field, and Nelson Cruz ties it. Had to sneak a piece of cheese, 94-mile-per-hour fastball by Cruz, and he wasn't buying it.
Now it's Mike Zunino, who is 1-for-3 with a two-run double in the fourth. 2-1, and that's hit high in the air, pretty deep to left field. It sends back Reddick looking up, and that ball is gone onto the train tracks. Mike Zunino puts the Mariners on top, 7-6. Drives in his third run of the night. That's his 13th home run of the year. 7-7 game, two outs, bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded for the Astros. Pitch on the way. And that's grounded left side. Segura backhand, throws to second, and just in time to get the out there on McCann. And we're going to extra innings. Sip delivers, and Seager hits this high in the air and deep to right. Springer is back at the wall, and that's gone. Kyle Seager goes yard, and the Mariners take an 8-7 lead. Seager with his 13th home run of the year. Sip delivers, and that's drilled into left center field. And Reddick looking up, and that's gone. Back-to-back homers for the Mariners. First Seager, now Valencia. And the Mariners now have a 9-7 lead. Valencia's 11th home run of the year.
The Mariners win their fifth in a row, second straight in extra innings as they get back to the 500 mark. Kyle Seager with three hits, two RBIs, and two runs scored. Carlos Correa had to leave the game in the fourth inning with that jammed left thumb. He'll be reevaluated on Tuesday. The Astros come up short against the Mariners. Manager A.J. Hinch spoke after.
They did more at the end to win. I mean, we have to give credit where credit's due with that. They had four homers in the seventh or later. So it's, clearly was we struggled with making pitches in certain locations the whole night, starting with Lance. So it is tough to lose that game. We had plenty of opportunities in the latter third of the game. We kept battling, they kept battling, they win. I'd like Segura not to make those two plays, to be honest with you. I think that changed the whole game, obviously. That kept them in the game. Both plays were exceptional plays. Obviously, and they also made the throw to home to get Reddick. So, obviously we would love to get more if we can and create more opportunities for ourselves. Get the ball to the outfield is the ideal situation. But, it's hard to argue that he didn't, make the most important plays of the game. And then they obviously got the biggest swings of the game. It's two home runs back-to-back. Seager, both, those guys made some adjustments on guys that they normally don't handle, meaning the Mariners did. Zunino has never touched. Gregerson hits a homer. I think Seager was 1-for-14 career versus Seager hits a homer. Valencia obviously got a ball up. So, this game is will always show you something you've never seen, including these guys hitting these guys the way they did tonight, and it's credit to them for winning.
Lance McCullers Jr.'s streak of allowing three or fewer runs in 27 straight home starts is snapped. He talked after the game.
I'm riding a little bit of a wave right now. I feel like the break was good. My arm felt good. My body felt good today. Just kind of one of those nights where some small things, some infield hits and, some balls placed where guys weren't, and then I didn't do a very good job of controlling some big at-bats, especially there in the fourth. So if I could have, maybe that Zunino at-bat back and be a little more efficient in the fifth, I think I'm going to be able to roll a little bit and give us a better chance to win.
Tony Sipp struggles in relief. He takes the loss and spoke after.
The first AB, I felt like I threw two good pitches to get ahead. Just, didn't finish them off. You got to make better 1-2 pitches. I just hung a slider. He did what he was supposed to do with it. And same thing with Valencia. Hung a slider and he hit it out also. So, just got to make better pitches, especially in those situations.
Up next, the series against the Mariners continues on Tuesday with Brad Peacock on the hill.